My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about seven ideal tasks to give your new marketing intern. Neil, you're going first.
So the first task that you should give your marketing intern is to go look at all your competition, list them all out, and just keep a daily or weekly Excel spreadsheet just tracking everything that they're doing, from new blog posts that they're writing, the social shares that they're getting, their backlinks. Are they growing? Are they decreasing? In essence, they're just keeping a spreadsheet of your competition and just keeping track on a daily basis and a weekly basis of what they're doing and the estimated results. And the reason you do this is you can see how fast your competition is growing, how quickly they're adjusting the marketing. It doesn't matter saying like, oh, they got 10 social shares, we only got five. That doesn't matter. It's more so, wow, they're doing all of these things and we're not doing enough. Or wow, they're barely doing anything, we're doing 20 times more than all our competition. Because to some extent, there's diminishing returns. If you're doing 20 times more than everyone, well, maybe you should slow down on marketing and focus on other things. Or if everyone's doing 10 times more than you, maybe they're making way more money and seeing a return on these things and you're doing something wrong. So it just tells you what you should be spending time and effort on when it comes to marketing, and if you're spending too little or too much time.
And the other thing I like looking at, number two, this is something that should be handed off and it should be ongoing. Ideally, you have some kind of link building process that's built into your organization, assuming SEO is important. Hopefully it is. So link building tasks or any kind of email outreach, you can use tools like BuzzSumo to find the right people to reach out to, make that outreach list, show them that process, document everything for them before you hand it off, and then use a tool like BuzzStream to keep track of, you know, the reporting. So then you can also hold them accountable to, you know, what kind of how many emails they're supposed to send per day, what does the response rate look like, and those kinds of things. But you want to start to get them used to kind of, you know, the monotonous stuff first, and then eventually you can start to hand them stuff that's more exciting to do and not as boring.
The next thing you should have your intern do is focus on social media and respond to anyone who's upset in your space. Not just someone who could be upset with your company. It's more so if someone's using a competitive product and they're upset, well, help them out. Don't necessarily pitch them on your product. I'm just saying help them out with whatever issues they're having. You'll build so much trust and loyalty, people start just signing up for your product or service.
All right. And the next one is reporting. So for each month for us, we'll do manual reporting, even though we have a lot of automated tools. We just like going through the manual process because it's good to enter the data in and look how we perform month over month. And a lot of this stuff, it's actually easier to do it through like a Google Sheet. So in terms of reporting, just make sure you make a screencast. You can use a tool like ScreenFlow, or there's like cheap, you know, Chrome extensions too, or not cheap, just free Chrome extensions you can use to make these screencasts. This ties into everything from a higher level. Make sure you're documenting stuff and make sure you're screencasting and make sure, like Neil mentioned, that you're helping these people, because if you expect them to just kind of sink or swim, it's very tough because these interns often, well, they don't even know what digital marketing is. That's my other one, reporting.
Each week, have your intern talk to 5 of your customers who signed up and 5 people who didn't sign up. If you can't figure out how to find 5 people who didn't sign up, just go look at 5 people who may have signed up for your competition's product or 5 people who are in your space that didn't buy your product, and just keep in touch with them. Understand the issues that they're going through. Understand why they like your product or service or what they didn't like. Understand why someone signed up for your competition's product and service and why they chose it. This will give you direction on what you should do in the long run.
Boosting posts or running basic ads through Facebook and Google. If it's something that can be easily done, such as pressing the easy button like a boost post, just make sure, again, you have something documented. Ideally, they're boosting things that have greater than a 3% engagement rate. They're boosting to the right audiences that you specified. But just make sure, like all the stuff that we're handing out right now or kind of noting right now, it's just making sure that they know how to follow directions. If they know how to follow directions and they can execute on this stuff, they should have no problem moving to the next level and helping your organization really move to the next level as well.
Last but not least, have them monitor Ahrefs for bad links, right? I know Eric talked about link building. This person should be updating your disavow file on a regular basis with really spammy links. So that way you don't get penalized by Google and you'll be shocked on how many bad links a website in general has over time. It just naturally you're going to get them.
Great. And Neil and I also have an affiliate link now for Ahrefs, by the way. So go to growtheverywhere.com/AHREFS. growtheverywhere.com/Ahrefs, and you can get access to it. It's our favorite SEO tool, or one of our favorite SEO tools. Anyway, that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.